Time now for your comments. Responding to Lynn Neary's story on racial stereotyping in movies, Brooklyn listener Samuel Claiborne argues that the portrayal of Latino drug dealers in the movie Traffic is not racist. He writes, "Black inner-city dealers and Latino drug kingpins are indeed portrayed, but there are such people in the world, plenty of them. To shy away from that reality for fear of stereotyping is absurd in the extreme." Responding to Tovia Smith's report on linguistic profiling, Robert Rodman, a linguist in Raleigh, North Carolina, disagrees with the impression that race determines dialect. Rodman points out that a person will speak the language or dialect to which he or she is exposed as a child. He writes, "An African brought up in the English court will speak the Queen's English, and if the Prince of Wales were raised in Harlem, he'd speak that dialect of African-American English." Kenneth Johnson, a freelance writer and producer in Hollywood, writes that he's been the victim of linguistic profiling. He says, "Countless times I've cut deals on the phone, only to have the projects go away when I showed up in person to do the work. And then, when I would tell white friends and co-workers about the incidents, they would invariably come up with excuses and explanations. I've always known in my heart what was going on. It was a huge relief to hear that it was not just me." Earl Higgins finds it laughable to assume that only black people pronounce A-S-K as axe.
Here in New Orleans, the use of axe for ask is a defining mark of identity as a yak, the white native New Orleanian of working class background. We greet each other with, "Where yat?" I'm often amused when non-New Orleanians are surprised to learn that my white high school classmate, Mac Rebenack, better known as Dr. John, is not black. Hey, Mac don't talk black. He talks yat.
Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org. And please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.
Red beans.